You're listening to The Point. Today we're discussing the many ways women contributed during the Second World War. In 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt authorized the U.S. Navy to accept women into the Naval Reserve. The program was dubbed WAVES, for Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service. The purpose was to release naval officers and men for sea duty and replace them with women in shore establishments. WAVES served in a number of capacities. Many were trained in clerical functions, but a great number contributed to the aviation community, including air control tower operations, aviation mechanics, and parachute riggers. Joanne Burton, who goes by Fifi, enlisted in the WAVES. She joins us on the phone from her home in Falmouth. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, my dear. And you stuck out there. I parachute jumpers. A lot of them WAVES were parachute riggers, and they put their name inside each paragraph, and they'd get a message back from a serviceman saying, "Thank you, you gave me a good one."
So how did you first hear about WAVES, and what compelled you to join?
Oh, I was a flag waver. I was couldn't wait till my women had to be 20, unlike men who only had to be 18. And on my the day after my 20th birthday, I was in Boston so fast enlisting you wouldn't have believed it.
What was your family's reaction to your interest in enlisting?
They were fine with it. My mom was only one living at that point, and they were all fine with it, no problem.
Where were you sent, and what were your duties?
I was a hospital corpsman, and I had my training in Bethesda, Maryland, and at Coeur d'Alene, Iowa, but I ended up for most of my duties at Bremerton Naval Hospital out in Washington. And my patients were those boys coming back from the South Pacific, which was then called symptoms of battle fatigue. We now call it PTSD.
Mm. Now, the WAVES had both commissioned officers and enlisted personnel. So how common was it at that time to have women in positions of authority?
Very uncommon. One of the first heads of the WAVES, maybe not, was the president of Wellesley College, Mildred McAfee Horton, and she was the first commissioned officer of the WAVES.
What was the reaction of men, either inside or outside of the Navy, to women serving?
Well, I don't know particularly about outside. They kind of all thought it was still a joke. The men inside, some of us them resented us because we were taking over their chores here. That meant they had to go overseas. But the reaction, I think, particularly, I remember my hospital corpsman men in Bremerton, when these boys would come home and they hadn't seen a woman in 2 years or so, and my hospital corpsman always formed a circle around me, said, no, not with Fief. She's fine. So they were my friends.
Yeah. So what were some of the highlights of your experience in the WAVES?
Highlights. I think taking care of these boys certainly were. Some of them were so agitated that they had to be placed in a cell, the ones returning to South Pacific. And I could only visit them with another corpsman with a gun at his side just to protect me if that. But then I'd encourage them to come out and play basketball or whatever I could. It was thoroughly, it was a full 2 years. I was in from 1944 to 1946. And I went to college on the GI Bill.
Hmm. Did you feel that the public was supportive of the women serving?
That who was supportive?
The public.
Oh, it was mixed, and there was no way of us knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them were certainly family and friends. Excuse me, were very proud of us when we came home, but I think they really couldn't envision. I don't know. Maybe they thought we were just in there sewing something. But we were working hard. I was shocked one time when, on leave, a couple of us WAVES were walking the streets of Washington, and some man came by us and threw a quarter on the sidewalk as though to say, that's all you're worth.
Mm. Now, some women who served in the war found it difficult to return home. You mentioned you went to college when you got home. Was it difficult for you?
No.
No. But some women, I guess, you know, being in a position of authority and then having to come home and not be in that position was difficult for some of them.
No, I didn't sense anything.
Okay. How did your experience in the waves help shape you as a young woman and what you went on to pursue later in life?
Well, part of it I can attribute to the waves, but I have been a woman, and if I told you all, I'd sound like, oh, look at me. I have been a persistent person always, and strangely, my majors at college, which was Pasadena Junior College out in California, was radio broadcasting.
Ah.
And my minor was journalism. And after I got through college, I worked for a year on a guest ranch in Palm Springs. And I met a man there. We had a lot of celebrities, but there was an awfully nice man. He said, well, what do you want to do with your life? I said, I want to go into radio and television in New York. So he gave me his card. He was with the Herald Tribune, and I got the job, and I spent 2 years in radio and television in New York. It was one of the biggest agencies there, BBDNO. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Wow. Now, did you keep in touch with any of the women with whom you served?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And later on, and I can't remember, I think it was maybe 10 years. I don't know. I can't give you a look. I formed the Cape Cod Waves up here.
Mm.
And we probably had about 20 of us.
Wow.
From all over the Cape. And then now there seems to be nobody left but me.
Wow. Now, when you mentioned to people today that you were in the Waves, do they have an idea of what you're talking about? I knew about it. My aunt was in the Waves as well. So I had her. But a lot of younger people don't even know what that was.
No, you have to really explain. They kind of say, oh, yeah. And I said, well, remember, they were the Wax and the Wrens, and they were from, different thing. No, I don't think they really grasp. My kids are, I have five, raised five, and a football-crazy husband who was one of the drafts of the NFL and stuff. But they just say, oh, so proud of you, Mom, and this Veterans Day, I got all kinds of messages in from the kids, so proud of you. But I don't think they really can ever understand what it meant. I have, after I got through in New York and we moved up here with all the kids, I wrote a column for the Enterprise for 10 years. It was called If the Few Fits. And I don't know, there's no way I can get it to you, but I have an entire chapter in there, Waves of the Navy, tells all about before, after, and during.
Yeah. Joanne Fifi Burton from Falmouth, who served as part of the Navy Waves during World War II. Thanks so much for talking with us, and thanks for your service.
Thank you so much for calling.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker, theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.